Hello and welcome to your GCSE Spanish Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exciting topics on the specification, la tecnología en el colegio, technology at school. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic appears across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing. So stick with me for the next 10 minutes and by the end you'll have the vocabulary, the grammar and the exam technique to absolutely nail this topic. Let's start with why this topic matters so much. Technology in school life is a theme that examiners love because it gives you the chance to show off three tenses, the present, the preterite, and the future, all in one response. It also lets you express and justify opinions, which is exactly what separates a grade 4 from a grade 7 or 8. So let's get into it. Section 1, core vocabulary. Let's build your word bank. I'm going to give you the essential words and I want you to repeat them in your head as I say them. First, devices. El móvil, the mobile phone. El ordenador, the computer. La tableta, the tablet. Los auriculares, headphones. La pantalla, the screen. El teclado, the keyboard. Now, actions you do with technology. Descargar, to download. Navegar, to browse or surf the internet. Conectarse, to connect, and notice this is a reflexive verb, so you'd say me conecto, I connect. Enviar, to send. Publicar, to post or publish. Compartir, to share. Seguir, to follow someone on social media. Now for social media specifically. Las redes sociales, social media or social networks. Un mensaje, a message. Una publicación, a post. Un seguidor, a follower. La contraseña, the password. And some higher tier vocabulary that will really impress the examiner. La inteligencia artificial, artificial intelligence. El ciberacoso, cyberbullying. La privacidad, privacy. Las noticias falsas, fake news. La adicción a las pantallas, screen addiction. El tiempo de pantalla, screen time. Now, here's a memory trick for some of these words. Think of the word dance to remember five key technology verbs. Descargar, actualizar, to update. Navegar, conectarse, enviar. Dance, D-A-N-C-E. Each letter gives you a verb. Brilliant, right? Section 2. Grammar focus. This is where the marks really are, so pay close attention. The first structure you need is the present tense. This is for talking about what you do with technology now, in your daily routine. Let's take the verb usar, to use. Yo uso, I use. Tú usas, you use. Él o ella usa, he or she uses. Nosotros usamos, we use. Vosotros usáis, you all use. Ellos usan, they use. So a great sentence would be, uso el móvil para conectarme con mis amigos. I use my mobile to connect with my friends. Simple, accurate, and relevant. The second structure is the preterite tense, the past tense for completed actions. This is essential for higher tier. Let's take descargar, to download. Now watch out here, this is a spelling change verb. In the yo form, the G changes to GU to keep the hard G sound. So, yo descargué, I downloaded. Tú descargaste, you downloaded. Él descargó, he downloaded. Nosotros descargamos, we downloaded. Vosotros descargasteis, you all downloaded. Ellos descargaron, they downloaded. A great sentence. Ayer descargué una aplicación nueva para hacer mis deberes. Yesterday, I downloaded a new app to do my homework. That sentence alone shows past tense, purpose using para, and relevant vocabulary. Examiners love that.
The third structure is the future tense, and this is often where students lose marks because they simply forget to use it. The simple future in Spanish is formed by adding endings to the infinitive. The endings are the same for all verbs. E, as, a, amos, ace, an. So for navegar, to browse, yo navegaré, I will browse. Tú navegarás, you will browse. Él navegará, he will browse. And so on. A fantastic sentence for the exam. En el futuro, creo que la inteligencia artificial cambiará completamente la educación. In the future, I think that artificial intelligence will completely change education. That sentence uses the future tense, an opinion phrase, creo que, and impressive vocabulary. That's a grade 8 sentence right there. Now, a crucial grammar point that trips up so many candidates. Ser versus estar. Both mean to be, but they're used in very different situations. Use ser for permanent characteristics and identity. For example, la tecnología es muy útil. Technology is very useful. Es una aplicación educativa. It's an educational app. Use estar for temporary states, conditions, and locations. For example, estoy conectado a internet. I am connected to the internet. El servidor está en Madrid. The server is in Madrid. Estamos usando la tableta ahora mismo. We are using the tablet right now. The classic mistake is saying soy conectado, which is wrong. You must say estoy conectado, because being connected is a temporary state. Remember, place and pace. Use estar for place and for pace of change, meaning temporary conditions. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, this is the section that could genuinely push your grade up by one or two boundaries, so really listen carefully. Mistake number 1, using only the present tense. This is the single biggest mistake candidates make in writing and speaking. Examiners at higher tier expect at least 3 tenses, so always include a past experience, ayer usé, la semana pasada descargué, a present habit, normalmente uso, cada día me conecto, and a future intention, en el futuro voy a, or creo que será. Mistake number 2, not justifying opinions. Saying me gustan las redes sociales gets you some credit, but saying me gustan las redes sociales porque me permiten mantener el contacto con mis amigos, aunque pueden ser adictivas, that gets you much higher marks. The word porque, because, is your best friend in this exam. Mistake number 3, inventing Spanish words from English. Please do not say yo tuiteé or yo Instagramé. These are not real Spanish verbs. Instead, use publicar en las redes sociales or compartir una foto en Instagram. Mistake number 4, confusing register. If you're writing formally, use usted rather than tú. If it's informal, tú is fine. Always check the register the question asks for. Mistake number 5, forgetting reflexive verbs. Many technology verbs are reflexive. Conectarse, to connect. Despertarse con el móvil, to wake up with your phone. Make sure you conjugate these correctly. Me conecto, te conectas, se conecta. Section 4, quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast after each question. Think of your answer, then press play to hear the correct response. Ready? Question 1, how do you say I downloaded a new app yesterday in Spanish? The answer is ayer descargué una aplicación nueva. Question 2. Give me a sentence using the future tense about technology. A great answer. En el futuro, los robots harán los deberes por nosotros. In the future, robots will do our homework for us. Question 3. What's the difference between ser and estar? Give me an example of each. Ser, permanent. La tecnología es imprescindible. Estar, temporary. Estoy conectado a internet. Question 4. Give me 3 higher tier vocabulary words related to technology. El ciberacoso, cyberbullying.
La privacidad, privacy, las noticias falsas, fake news. Question 5. What does conectarse mean? And how do you say I connect? Conectarse means to connect, and I connect is me conecto. And finally, section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's recap what we've covered today. You've learned essential vocabulary across devices, actions, social media, and higher tier terms. You've practiced 3 key tenses, present, preterite, and future, with real example sentences. You know the difference between ser and estar in a technology context, and you've heard the 5 most common mistakes to avoid. My top 3 exam tips to leave you with. Number 1, always use 3 tenses in your writing and speaking. Number 2, justify every opinion with por qué and give a reason. Number 3, use specific technology vocabulary like descargar, navegar, and conectarse rather than generic verbs. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every Spanish sentence you write is 1 step closer to that grade you deserve. Buena suerte! Good luck! See you in the next episode.